Maine lawmakers have struggled with the virtual charter schools issue throughout the session. Supporters include some parents seeking to augment a homeschooling curriculum and others who claim the online format offers benefits for certain types of students. But legislators such as Booth Bay Democrat Bruce McDonnell cite one reason for proceeding cautiously on virtual charter schools.
The dismally poor performance of virtual public schools across the nation, according to national reports.
McDonnell, a former teacher, led the call to support LD 995, a bill that would place a moratorium on virtual charter schools until the legislature approves a plan for implementation of a part-time online charter school that could be studied. The bill requires the Maine Charter School Commission to draft legislation that would permit high school students to take some classes online. Still, McDonald remains skeptical at best.
In the USA overall, 50% of schools meet adequate yearly performance, but virtual public schools meet only 29%. So I think based upon that, we need to ask questions as to why we ought to move forward with virtual charter schools in the state.
The moratorium is favored by most Democrats, but not Representative Alan Casafant of Biddeford, who says opponents of exploring different approaches to education are focused on the wrong issues.
We talk about things like money and school systems, and we never talk about students and what they need. And I would argue that they do need some need charter schools.
Casavant, also a former teacher, says too many young students are falling through the cracks of Maine school systems. He sees virtual charter schools as an approach that could help some of those students.
You know that the first few years of school, they love school. It's something fantastic. They get thrilled by it. And then somewhere around the fourth or fifth or sixth grade, all of a sudden, Mom, Dad, do I have to go to school? The dread comes in. They don't want to go. They lose the spark. So I say this. If we can create an alternative, some sort of innovation that allows our kids to retain the spark that they had when they were younger, that wants them to go to school, shouldn't we offer them that option?
House Republican leader Ken Fredette of Newport opposes a blanket moratorium and says the Maine Charter School Commission is already positioned to address the issue of online education without enacting further legislation.
There have been many, or at least several, applications by virtual charter schools that have also been denied by the Charter School Commission. So I think if we let them do their work, I think that this stuff is going to get done in the way that it should get done, and technically you don't even need a moratorium.
But there were a number of legislators, such as Representative James Campbell, an unenrolled member from Newfield, who say the state should focus on finally delivering education promises made nearly 20 years ago, including funding 55% of local school costs.
The thing we should do is support our teachers and support public education, as we all have for years, and come up with the 55%, never mind all this other stuff right now.
The House approved the moratorium for virtual charter schools in a 91-56 vote. The bill faces additional votes in both chambers. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.